now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Get down off them horses. I don't favor looking up to the likes of you.
And on that happy note, good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. And we have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But today, in today's modern age, yes, it is the new millennium, it's all about radio on the go. It's about the devices, about the platforms, about the various different ways that you can grab the Spano and Black Attack and all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe Spano will tell you about it.
I sure will, Bob. And one of the best ways to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go with you is via our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And if you go to our homepage, wealth of archived interviews on that homepage, all separated by genre, be it your favorite sport or form of entertainment. So check all that and more out at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and probably a few you can't, be they Android, be they Apple, be they PC, or even just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Same thing with TuneIn Radio. App versatility, on-demand content, and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and, of course, this the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
Indeed they do, and if you're serving this country overseas and this gives you a little bit of a taste of home, we're proud and happy to bring it to you.
Now, Bob, on the other side, we will tip off this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. We'll set the table on this Norwegian Constitution Day,
yes.
And then we'll start knocking things down. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You can weigh in at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Span56, at BobBlack71, or at Sports Byline USA. But you most importantly, make sure you keep it where it is.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now the fun begins.
Well, indeed it does. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out in the West Coast making sure it happens. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That's Span 56 at Bob Black 71. And, of course, that's Sports Byline USA. Let's set her up, brother.
All right, we'll set her up, and then we'll start knocking it down. Big jam-packed show. Three guests today. 25 after hour number one, 8:25 a.m. Eastern time, Ryan Hunter-Reay, IndyCar driver extraordinaire. We'll talk to him about the upcoming Indianapolis 500 as Memorial Day weekend is right around the corner, and we'll talk to him about the state of the Indy Racing League, Bob, as a lot has transpired and a lot has changed, but open-wheel racing in this country is headed in the right direction.
Yes, it is.
10 after hour number 2, 9:10 Eastern time, we jump out of the world of sports into the world of entertainment, as it were. And Joe Hill, author of The Fireman, joins us. He happens to be Stephen King's son, so we'll talk about writing being in the blood, as it were. That's at 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time. And then we go back to the world of sports, and at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Dan Favalli from the Bleacher Report joins us, and he'll help us preview the Eastern Conference Finals between the Cavaliers and the Raptors. And in between, it's going to be Bob and I. It's going to be a lot of focus on the NBA in particular. Western Conference Finals Game 1, we'll dive into that. As time permits, we'll get into a preview of the Eastern Conference Finals. Between Toronto and Cleveland. And then, I guess, you know, as time permits, we'll get into a couple of other stories. There's some interesting stories around the NFL, in particular the fact that Tom Brady might not be suspended after all. There's another chapter to Deflategate. So, unfortunately, for better or worse, we'll have to get to that somewhere along the way. But what do you say we dive right in, Bob, and get into the Oklahoma City victory over the Golden State Warriors. And it's not a victory I didn't expect. And we talked about it going into this game and into this matchup. I've been very, very impressed with some of the things that OKC has done to get to this point. And I've been less than impressed at times by the Golden State Warriors. As I said, it's been less than gold standard effort by them. Not so much effort and intensity, but just their ability to execute, the injuries, all those things. It's been less than gold standard Golden State Warriors, and that showed last night down the stretch as the Oklahoma City Thunder take Game 1 in the Oracle, and this series truly begins as the home team has lost a game already.
Yep, and, you know, as we were discussing it yesterday, I said, win a game out in Oakland. And now I'll start having a conversation, and boy, they did, and we are. 108-102, and it was impressive because of the fact that it was the fourth quarter where OKC took this game away from Golden State. It started to happen in the third when Russell Westbrook individually took over the third quarter, both offensively and defensively. But then the momentum just carried into the fourth quarter. And even though Golden State had the lead, you could sense OKC was getting ready to steal it from them. And they did. And then they did something that we have discussed many times on this show. They closed the deal.
Well, you know, that's all changed. I think they're 5-2 in games where it's been within 5 points in the last 5 minutes. So, you know, we had talked a lot about the fact that during the regular season, and it wasn't a number we invented. That wasn't a perception. It was reality.
Right.
They were struggling to close out games all regular season long. Over the last 2 months, things got much better. The last month or two of the season, they got much better with closing out and handling these late game situations. And then as you rolled it into the playoffs, they've actually been strong down the stretch of basketball games. And against the historic 73-win Golden State Warriors group, who throughout the regular season played Oklahoma City pretty even, except for the last 5 minutes of games where Golden State controlled things, and it's why they won the regular season series. You come into this series, all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, here's Golden State putting up 14 points. They shot 25% from the field in the fourth quarter, and it was OKC who was scoring all the big baskets late. Their physicality on the boards and on the interior really took over in the second half of this game. And for all their turnover problems in the first half, and they had a lot of them, I believe it was 2 second-half turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were really, really impressive in the second half. You talked about Westbrook taking over in that third quarter, as really in many ways the rest of his teammates, in particular Kevin Durant, couldn't really shoot straight, and it was Westbrook that had to put the Oklahoma City Thunder on his back, and he did, dominating that third quarter with points, rebounds, assists, steals, and no turnovers, and that carried over into the fourth quarter. He got more help from his teammates in the fourth quarter. OKC locked up Golden State on the defensive end of the floor, and they continued to not turn over the basketball. And they executed down the stretch and made their free throws and took this game 108-102. And they now lead this series 1-0.
Yep. And you were talking about the turnovers, and it was amazing in the back end of the third quarter and the fourth quarter how sloppy Golden State was with the basketball. And unlike a lot of shows that are just going to focus on the Russell Westbrook travel non-call, which was a travel, this game was not lost on that play. This game was lost on the inability of Golden State to shoot their threes in the fourth quarter, in particular, 1 of 9. And they're just consistent, sloppy play with the basketball, which, you know, it wasn't just them being sloppy. As you said, Oklahoma City playing really good defensive basketball on the best offensive team in the NBA. And to me, you know, all the points and all the shooting aside, and Russell Westbrook had a great game, the team effort of defense that they did on Golden State, particularly in the fourth quarter, making them take bad shots, contested shots, and when they were open, Golden State just not making their shots, that was the difference in this basketball game. Oklahoma City came in determined. They came in and they said, we are not going to give up just because of the fact we're at the Oracle and we're playing on their home court where they only lost 2 games the entire season. We're here to stay and we're here to fight, and they did it, and they walked out with the victory.
Well said, Bob. I couldn't agree with you more. And I guess also where I want to go, we've talked a little bit together and on days when you've been off as well about there's been times throughout this postseason run the Golden State Warriors expended a lot of energy to get to this point, and they did it over the course of that 73-win regular season, and I talked about it a lot. You then have the health issues. You know, Steph's still not 100%.
Right.
Is he still one of the 2 or 3 best players in the game? Absolutely. But he's not 100% Steph. Bogut gutted it out. He wasn't 100% either. So they're banged up. They've been rested through this postseason. They expended a lot of energy in the regular season, and if you watch their efforts in the postseason, I've talked about the offense not being up to the gold standard that is the Golden State Warriors. That's number one. Number two, defensively, over the course of 48 minutes, they haven't been the same as they were throughout that regular season. The rotations have been a little slower at times.
Yep.
The inability to close out on threes has been there. And they haven't looked like the same team. And to be blunt, sometimes after a very, very long regular season, that NBA playoffs in many ways is almost like a second season. I call it the second season in NBA basketball. And right now, it's the OKC Thunder that are peaking at the right time like a fighter. They're playing their best basketball of the year when it matters the most. For all Golden State did, they're not playing their best basketball of the year right now. And that doesn't bode well for them going forward in this series. Plus, they've now lost home court advantage, something that they're not used to.
Yep, fair. Very fair.
Ryan Hunter-Reay on the other side. We're going to talk IndyCar racing with him next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Checking us out on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're both big fans of open wheel racing, and we're joined by Ryan Hunter-Reay, Indy champion. And he's here to talk about the Hot Wheels Indy 500 Championship trophy, which commemorates the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500. Welcome, Ryan. Nice to have you on board with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I mean, talk about the impact of this and what it means to be running in the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500.
It's amazing. I mean, just to have the opportunity to ever race in this race is a you know, a dream come true. But, you know, being a past winner here, coming into the 100th running, knowing the history and the tradition with this race, this is the single-day biggest sporting event in the world. And, you know, our automotive industry has been built on it. It's just fantastic. I've been going through the years, you know, reading up more and more on the history. I do every year. I get really into it and try and learn where we are today, how we got here, and the reasons for it. So there's just an immense amount of history, and it's something that I'm very proud to be a part of.
Well, you know, you talked about the immense history and how we got here as far as open wheel racing in this country, and it's been a very long, windy road for open wheel racing, but it's definitely having a resurgence right now. And the merger and getting all these open wheel racers back in one league, now called the IndyCar Series, has paid great dividends for open wheel racing in this country. Talk about that a little bit. Talk about the upswing in IndyCar racing as a result of the IndyCar Series, and just tell us where we are a little bit as far as open wheel racing in this country.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, when I was coming up through karting, you know, when I was an aspiring IndyCar driver in the early 90s, IndyCar was rivaling Formula One as the biggest racing series, the most popular racing series in the world, by far outdoing NASCAR. And then the split happened, you know, where it was the road racing, the oval side, you know, years apart. Attendance fell, viewership fell, but in 08 we came back together, and ever since then we've been steadily building it back up. And the past few years have just been an incredible amount of momentum on our side, and that's really because of our on-track product. If you watch our races, it's by far the best racing out there, no doubt about it. 15, 20 cars have a chance of winning any given weekend. You really never know who's going to win. So, you know, we race on super speedways, short ovals, road courses, street circuits. It's a true driver's championship, and they're the fastest closed-circuit cars in the world. So there's nothing quite like this series, the Verizon IndyCar Series, and I think being an IndyCar driver is the best job on earth. So I'm pretty psyched about the future of the sport, where it's headed, and no better way to tell that story than through the 100th running of the Indy 500.
I think that's well said, and, you know, clearly the Verizon IndyCar Series has learned from the mistakes of the past. And you talked about running on all these different tracks. There's road courses, there's ovals, there's super speedways, there's big, there's small. There's also an awful lot of creativity now. You guys are going down to Detroit in early June, and you're going to have these Chevrolet Duel in Detroit races, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. So you guys are really getting creative and doing a whole lot of different things and taking these open-wheel race cars and allowing our fan base to look at them in a number of different ways and in creative ways, and maybe borrowing a little bit from NASCAR and a little bit from Formula One. Talk a little bit more about that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's what makes this series unique, is it is really a true driver's championship, because you go from a street circuit to a super speedway. You have to change up your driving style constantly. It's incredibly difficult to stay on top of that. And you know, it's a championship point system, so when you go from a street circuit to a super speedway and then a short oval and a road course, you can't really have a weakness in the series if you want to contend for a championship. So when it comes to the racing side of it within the industry, I'm incredibly proud to have won an IndyCar championship. Obviously, an Indy 500 win is a life changer in many ways. So we're gearing up for the, like I said, for the 100th running, and this is a big moment for the sport, no doubt.
Well, you know, you're not only inspired by your racing career, you're also inspired by a lot of things off the track. And let's talk about, I want to back it up to the 2011 season and the number 28 and what that meant to you and the 28 million people that live with cancer. It's a very personal fight for you, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I lost my mom to cancer in 2009, pretty quick diagnosis, right into the fight, surgery, into chemo and all that. And I was just blindsided by the whole experience. So I wanted to do whatever I can to make an impact, and certainly to help those folks that are fighting cancer. The 28 on my car, on the DHL Hondas, represents the 28 million people worldwide fighting cancer, which is just a staggering number. It's an incredible issue, and something that needs attention. It needs absolutely the biggest effort that we can make, and we're using motorsports as our platform to make that impact.
You know, when something personal like that happens to you, it must make it difficult to perform your profession. But talk about what goes on around you involving the crew and your fellow drivers when they find out that kind of information and the support that you get from the people around you.
Well, you know, my racing team's like my extended family. Been with this team, Andretti Autosport, for this is my seventh year at the team, and you know, we've been through a lot together, thick and thin, and you know, ups and downs through not only on the competition side, personal side, you know, whatever. We're always there for each other. But the one thing that we have in racing, we have competition, and we can go there and we can shut the rest of the world off for a few minutes, concentrate on something we love. And that's what I love about racing. It's given me that for sure over the years, and so that's something I'll forever be grateful for.
Well, those are the dulcet tones of Ryan Hunter-Reay. He joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. We got you for a few more minutes, so let's take a look, you know, back or at this 2016 season. You're ninth of the current standings, no wins, a top five, three top tens. It's been a solid year, but a little bit uneven. Talk about the year thus far, how the car is running, and how well you're pointed towards the Indianapolis 500, which comes up on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, we've had a really good start to the season. Finished third at St. Pete, had a great run at Phoenix going until we ran into some unlucky yellows falling against us, caution periods. But we had a couple tough races after that, a top 10 with the Grand Prix of Indy. Now headed into the Indy 500, really solid opening day of practice. But, yeah, it's been challenging for sure. You know, after the years of stringing together so many victories, you know, we're dealing with a new package right now that we have to iron out. We have to iron this package out, make sure that we get it to where we need it. You know, in combination with this team, I think I've had 13 or 14 victories together, and we need to add to that for sure. We have an Indy 500 victory and a you know, an IndyCar Series championship together. So we have a lot more work to do, but we know what we need from the car, so we're looking to get there.
And let's talk about the affiliation. I'm sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Bob. Go ahead.
Let's talk about the affiliation with Hot Wheels. It's you know, they're the 500 championship trophy and the 100th running and everything else. I mean, what better sponsor to have than Hot Wheels? We all grew up on Hot Wheels. It's the way it is. So, you know, it's got to be a nice little corporate tie-in in the fact that they're recognizing the importance of this particular race.
It is such a cool tie-in because that's really where I started. You know, that's where it all started for me. My love of cars started with Hot Wheels. And I have kids now. So, you know, I'm still a kid at heart. You know, I've said it before, I think I open up these Hot Wheels packages faster than they do on Christmas morning and get into making the tracks, and that's what I did as a kid. So it's very, very special to be sharing that with my kids and the different cars and the different track builds. And you know, they show up at the racetrack every day for Indy 500 practice with Hot Wheels and you know, run them around in the parking lot and set up different tracks. So it's a very cool tie-in, and Hot Wheels has made a trophy with it's kind of inspired by the BorgWarner trophy, which you know, my face is on that one, but this one has different Hot Wheels cars, and each one of them tells a unique story about every different winner, and they're not all Indy cars on there. You know, there's some helicopters, there's a helicopter on here, there's a van on here, a motorcycle. There's different things that really tie into the history of that particular driver and the story. The story that is behind getting to that victory.
Well, we want to keep you on schedule, so I'm going to throw a quick one in. I'll let you weigh in on it, and then we'll let you run. Now, we talked about your year. You're in the top 10, had some good races, had some bad luck. Boy, how do you guys catch up to that number 22 car? Because that number 22 car this year has been unbelievable and has to be the favorite going into the 500.
Yeah, you know, every track's different. Everyone is different, and certainly the 22 team is on a roll. The last time we won three races in a row, we won the championship. That was in 2012. We won Iowa, Toronto, and Milwaukee, I believe, all back to back. And that's what championships are made of, stringing together those wins. So. It's certainly any year at Indy, a Penske car is going to be one to beat, but also the Andretti cars are as well. So we have every intention of running up front and hopefully being in front of a Penske car.
Thanks so much for a few minutes, Ryan. We really do appreciate it. Great insight into the season thus far, great look ahead, and great insight into your relationship with Hot Wheels. We really do appreciate it. Best of luck in the Indy 500, the 100th running, and beyond. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. My pleasure. Thanks for having me on. And for more information on it, please go to Hot Wheels on Facebook. Check it out.
You got it. Thanks so much. That was Ryan Hunter-Reay joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, back to the NBA hardwood we go. Your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at Span56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsBylineUSA. We're the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano, he's Black. You be sure to not flip that dial.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the Certified Pre-Owned Sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey, this is great, man.
Yeah, it is. I don't think anybody's high driving in the Indianapolis 500, Joe, but nice stuff with Ryan Hunter-Reay. And, you know, look, he's I think, in concurrence with all these drivers. It took a while for the powers that be to pull their heads out of their chutes and get it together. But now open-wheel racing is back where it should be. It's prominent again. And it's, to me, because of all the different courses that they run on and all the different styles that they race, it just, to me, it has always been the most exciting form of racing. All due respect to NASCAR, I enjoy it much more than NASCAR. I like the open wheel racing. I all the way back to Emerson Fittipaldi and Mario. And there was a guy named Mark Donahue who died in a crash, that he was my idol as a kid. I was going to be him growing up. And it's just an exciting form of racing. And as he said, Memorial Day weekend, the biggest sporting event in the world.
No, you're absolutely right, Bob, when it comes to open wheel racing. And I thought Ryan did a great job of laying out where the sport was, where it got to, and where it's ending up. You know, NASCAR right now in this country, still far and away the number one racing sport in this country, most popular form of automobile racing in this country. That wasn't always the case. If you go back to the 80s, you go back to the 80s, it was really open wheel racing in, you know, the Indianapolis 500, and, you know, and basically back then it was CART. CART was the organization that ran open wheel racing. And I don't want to give everybody an open wheel racing history lesson, but the long and short of it, back in the 70s, 80s, before the split, open wheel racing was more popular than NASCAR.
Oh, yeah.
The split did almost irreversible damage to open wheel racing in this country. It was one of the things, along with visionaries at the top of NASCAR, that allowed NASCAR to take off. Finally, several years back, as Ryan Hunter Ray said, CART and what was the Indy Racing League merged back together, and you now have the IndyCar series. So there's not half of the open wheel drivers driving in one group, half driving in the other, and occasionally they'd cross over and they'd allow them in the 500, and some years they did. And there were some years where the Indy 500 was so watered down you didn't know anybody was.
That's exactly
right. Let's be
right.
Honest, you didn't know a single one of these drivers. They were strangers. It was like having your neighbors drive the Indy 500.
Yep, you had two or three drivers at the top of the field. And then everybody else was really an afterthought, depending on, you know, what given year it was. And you know, Joe, you talk about the 80s and the 90s, and we'll get back to the NBA in just a second here. But it you know, you used to sit there. It was, for a kid, if you were into cars, which, you know, what guy isn't when you're a kid, it was appointment viewing on Saturdays Wide World of Sports would cover the particular open wheel race. You know, Jackie Stewart, they're great, great cars with fine men and fine machines, and they're here for a duel on the track of wherever. And it took you to exotic places, and you were in Monaco, and you were in Scotland, and you know, you were all over the place enjoying the open wheel competition. And it did, when they screwed up, and that's exactly what it was a major screw up, open the door for NASCAR, which was at the time a regional good old boy sport.
Well said. It's now become a national phenomenon, one of the big sports in this country, and the leadership at the top of NASCAR were visionaries and took advantage of a great opportunity. Now, with the Indy Racing Series and the merger, the sport is headed back in the right direction, and they've been smart enough to borrow from the success of NASCAR. And if you look, different courses, road, ovals, super speedways. They're now doing some of the things that NASCAR is doing, like those Detroit duels, one on a Saturday, one on a Sunday. So they're getting creative, and they're starting to gain some major momentum. And one day, again, on Memorial Day weekend, that Indy 500 will truly be appointment viewing like it was up until the split. And literally, the split ruined for many years the Indy 500.
Oh, no question.
Because if you remember, it went from something that everybody on Memorial Day, you know, you'd sacrifice getting out and getting to your party to watch the Indy 500. It was appointment viewing at 11 o'clock on Monday, Memorial Day. Then they had this split, and one year you tuned in and you didn't know anybody. I mean, you didn't know anybody was. There was nobody. There was one year in particular. And I think it may have been the first or second year out of the shoot. Literally, you turned on the race. I'm like, I don't know who these guys are. And you turned off the race, and everybody did. And it lost so much momentum that they actually moved it to the Sunday of Memorial Day. We're going to make a lot of changes. And, you know, they're headed back in the right direction. They still have a bit bit of a mountain to climb, but they're certainly headed back in the right direction, and there's definitely a resurgence in open-wheel racing in this country. And the IndyCar Series product is now a very, very good one.
Oh, no question about it. We should move back to the NBA, my friend.
All right, let's do it, Bob, and let's continue to talk about this Oklahoma City and Golden State Warriors Game 1 matchup. Oklahoma City, again, taking the one games to none lead in the series, 108-102 victory over Golden State in the Oracle. And now OKC has home court advantage in this Western Conference Finals. And I've got to tell you, we talked about it earlier on. Golden State's not peaking at the right time. And, they've had injury issues. Their defense is not where it was throughout the regular season. And their offensive time has sputtered. And it sputtered in a major way in the second half, in particular in that 14-point fourth quarter. And it allowed a team that's learned how to close in the Oklahoma City Thunder to do just that. And they closed this one out, found a way to win. And I thought you made a great point. A lot of other shows are going to harp on the travel. And it was a travel, and they missed the call. And the Thunder have been the beneficiaries of a whole bunch of controversial calls at the end of games throughout their postseason run. Sometimes, like pitching a no-hitter, you need some good fortune to smile upon you, and they've had that. But you ask San Antonio, that's not why they lost those games. And I'm sure if you ask Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors, they won't blame that as the reason they lost Game 1. They lost Game 1 because they scored 14 points in the third quarter, turned over the ball too much throughout, got beat up on the boards. Their threes weren't falling at their usual rate when they needed them to the most. And, it was just and they couldn't get OKC to turn over the basketball in the second half, and that was a lack of defensive intensity after OKC had trouble hanging on to the basketball in the first half. Take a look at a couple of these numbers. And it took a while for OKC to get rolling on the boards, but they out-rebounded them by 8. They out-rebounded them by 2 on the offensive glass. They both shot the same percentage from the field. OKC, because of their physicality, gets to the line a heck of a lot more.
Right.
OKC did a better job percentage-wise of hitting their threes. And after a first half loaded with turnovers for OKC, almost no turnovers in the second half, and you saw Golden State all of a sudden sloppy with the basketball, not able to execute late. And that's why they lost this game, and they let Russell Westbrook be the best player on the floor. And he showed you his ability to take over a basketball game. Durant had 26, but his shots weren't falling. 10 for 30 from the field. And if you watch throughout that third quarter and even into that fourth quarter, it wasn't about great offense from Kevin Durant. It was about Russell Westbrook being dynamic, not only scoring the basketball, but getting it to others, playing defense. He really was everything for this team on Monday night, and he was the key for this Oklahoma City Thunder victory.
Yep, no question about it. He was the best player on the court last night, and the second best player was Klay Thompson. And Klay Thompson did it on both ends as well. He was chasing on defense. He was trying to make Westbrook's life miserable. Tried, but didn't. Westbrook was effective. And he was picking up scoring slack on the offensive end as well. Steph Curry was the third best player on the court last night. I put him a little bit ahead of Kevin Durant, but the victory goes to OKC. I want to point at the big men for a second, Joe. And it was interesting because when we were talking about the preview on this, whether or not the bigs were going to be able to dominate for OKC and how Golden State was going to respond. And there was an interesting little piece of chess match in the third quarter between the two coaches. And Billy Donovan is already proving that this particular college coach belongs in the NBA. They went to Haka Adams after he had missed his first 3 free throws. Well, Steven Adams for the rest of the game made 6 straight. So Kerr got away from that. And he had Festus Ezeli in there at one point in time. And,
That's what started the whole Hacker thing. Well, if you noticed, Billy Donovan had hacked Festus Ezeli first. And then, all of a sudden it was like Steve Kerr said, That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get some empty trips of our own from Steven Adams. and Festus Ezeli missed one of his shots. Steven Adams started going on this run of free throws, and they had to get away from it right quick.
Yep, they sure did, and that's where I was going, because the other aspect of it, Ezeli made one of his two, and that was all well and good, but what happened was, and Festus Ezeli is a terrific ball player. We both like him. You know, you were on him coming out of college, but what happened last night was when he was in the basketball game for the period of time that he was there, which was not all that long, there was zero offensive flow for Golden State. And every time the ball touched his hands, they were worried about him being fouled, or there was some kind of turnover, or all the movement stopped. And it was very noticeable. And Steve Kerr, also noticing it, had to pull him from the game. And from that point on, OKC, with their bigs, were able to control, as we were talking about, the offensive glass overall in rebounding. And that was a difference maker in the game, was that the big got forced out for Golden State. As you said, Bogut trying to gut it out, but it was obvious he didn't have much. And from that point
They went to the small lineup, and
yep.
The physicality of OKC really you know, moved to the forefront, became one of the big factors. But they don't win this game without Westbrook.
Oh, no question about it.
You were talking about guys, and you said Clay was the second best, Steph was the third best. I think you're really underselling the contributions of one Steven Adams. As you said, he missed his first free throws. They go to the hack Adams. He hits his next six very quietly. You don't think about it. And he only took eight shots. 16 points, 12 rebounds.
Yep.
Only one turnover. Two blocks, huge factor on both ends of the floor. Don't ever undersell what he did. He was better than Durant last night, and he was more important than Durant. I know Durant had 26, but he needed 30 shots to do it. His shot wasn't going. Steven Adams was the second most important Thunder player last night, and he actually was better and more important to the OKC success last night than Kevin Durant was.
All right, yeah, all right. I'll give you it. No question about it. And you know, like I said, though, that coaching right there between the two of them, where Steve Kerr was forced to blink first, went a long way in determining that game. It wasn't one person out coaching the other one. It was recognition of, this ain't working for me. I got to get this guy off the court. And from that point on, Billy Donovan had advantage with his bigs, and they exploited the advantage. I loved watching that match within the match with that period of time right there, because had they been able to keep Ezeli on the floor, and if he was playing quality basketball, which unfortunately for him last night he wasn't, might have made a difference in the basketball game. Didn't turn out that way.
I'll give you another rotation situation that shows just how smart Billy Donovan and how flexible he is. We'll get to that as the way we wrap up Hour 1 next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
No question about it. Two biggest clowns in radio, Bob Black, Joe Spano at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. I was talking about the big man rotation. Joe wanted to talk about another rotation that he saw during the game that made a difference.
It was actually another part of the big man rotation, but you know, you were talking about Steven Adams. You went and talked about it from a Golden State perspective. I'm going to talk about it from an OKC perspective. Enes Kanter didn't have it on the defensive end yesterday. You know, he could not, as good as he's been in this postseason, both offensively and the improvement defensively has allowed him to be out there a lot in crunch time. But if you watched his rotations last night against that small lineup, his defense was challenged. He had situations where he had to close out on Steph a whole bunch of times and he couldn't get it done.
Yep.
And as a result, Enes Kanter only played 18 minutes. He was fine offensively in his 18 minutes and he was a positive factor on the boards. But his defense kept him from being a bigger part in this game. And we saw a lot more of Serge Ibaka in this game because of his superior acumen on defensive end of the floor, particularly out in space. So, you know, Billy Donovan's not married to anything. You know, he doesn't coach by a formula, which I know is something that we both do not like. And I think he's really done a great job and showed that he belongs. They figured a lot out in OKC. And now it's the Golden State Warriors with the uphill climb. So a great game one victory for the Thunder. They're playing with house money in game two on Wednesday night. So should be real interesting to watch. Well, on that note, hour one is in the books. Great hour it was. Jam-packed hour two. Guest. Lots of guests. A little bit of Bob and I, but mostly guests. This hour was wonderful. We're going to step aside for the news right now on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And Bob and I'll be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It's primary election day in Oregon and Kentucky today, where Democrats and Republicans vote in Oregon. Will the Kentucky contest only for Democrats? In the Democratic race, Hillary Clinton holds a healthy delegate lead over Bernie Sanders. Republican Donald Trump has no more rivals and is the party's likely nominee. One-time Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio tweeting his discontent with the media. The Florida senator criticizing the Washington Post in a series of tweets overnight. He was clearly frustrated with an article published yesterday that says he's indecisive about his political ambitions after leaving Congress in January. And Ben Rhodes brags to the New York Times about manipulating journalists to sell the Iran nuclear deal, and now the Obama administration says he's not going to testify before a House committee about what he did. Committee Chair Jason Chaffetz saying the senior Obama advisor should have to explain and clarify his comments. This is USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't waste your holiday vacation cooking dinner all the time. Instead, waste it watching TV or playing video games and let me prepare a home-style meal for the family with a KFC $20 family fill-up. That's 8 pieces of original recipe chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Just $20. All right, go on now. That TV isn't going to watch itself. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
The currently 8-member Supreme Court punts on a controversial Obamacare challenge. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
We obviously were pleased with the announcement from the Supreme Court today.
Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest, after justices on the nation's high court sidestep a major ruling on Obamacare, a case involving Christian organizations that sued because they're forced to include birth control in the health plans offered to female workers. The justices kicking the case back to lower courts for more work. The justices claiming there's room for compromise between religious objectors and the Obama administration.
In Washington, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Investigators believe radio traffic distracted the Amtrak engineer at the control in last year's deadly derailment in Philadelphia. Media reports say the NTSB's found the engineer, Brendan Bostian, was distracted by radio traffic before the train jumped the tracks going around a curve at more than 100 miles an hour. An official announcement expected today. This is USA Radio News.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Iran's parliament wants the country to demand damages from the United States for what the lawmakers there call 63 years of hostile action and crimes against the Islamic Republic and its people. The law passed today blames the United States for material or moral damage caused by a 1953 coup, the Iran-Iraq War in the 1980s, the destruction of oil platforms in the Persian Gulf, and espionage. A documentary filmmaker speaks out about the people who jailed him. USA Radio's Jason Wirt has more.
Documentary filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza appeared on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphreys and said, now that we can see what President Obama has done, D'Souza's movie about Obama is proving to have accurately predicted where we are.
His remaking of America was to weaken America's power and influence in the world, but in a sense, take America down a notch. And boy, he sure has done that.
D'Souza added the 2016 election will be about whether or not people want a weak America that is not a leader in the world. I'm Jason Wirt.
A new report reveals some scary new findings about heart attacks. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
Nearly half of all heart attacks suffered in the U.S. are silent. Research at a Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center finds that 45% of heart attack victims don't realize that they're even having one. The heart attacks don't cause the classic symptoms like chest or arm pain, but they do bring as much damage as any other heart attack. Results of the study are published in the American Heart Association journal, Circulation. I'm Anthony Lucero.
And this is USA Radio News.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, indeed we do. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you it is, at Span56, at BobBlack71, and of course at SportsByline USA. And we have affiliates all around the country. We're happy to be a part of them, and we literally are on all over the country, as is the rest of the network. So whenever you have the opportunity and you're in your particular town and you're tuning in and you're looking for a little sports radio, well, you can usually find the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and one of the great shows that's here on the network. But in today's modern world, it's all about radio on the go. It's all about devices. It's all about the fact that, you know, it's if you're an industrial, hard-working, hard-charging human being, well, got to have a place to go to get your radio, got to have a device to get it on. And man, I'll tell you what, there's so many platforms out there. First of all, you can go to sportsbyline.com, click on the Listen Live button, and we're there, and Ron's there, and everybody else is there at various different points of the day, including the Best Of, which plays at 6 p.m. Eastern time and 3 p.m. Pacific time here on the network, where you get something that you might have missed. However, there's other places you can get things that you might have missed. If you go to iHeartRadio, you can go there. You can get us live. You can also archive, get some of that stuff as well. You can go to Stitcher. It's a new face of radio. And I've always tried to equate face with radio because you can kind of guess and see what it looks like, but, you know, sometimes it's not so good what you see. But on Stitcher, it is. And it's an opportunity to grab the terrific programming as well. Same setup, live, archive, you can get it on Stitcher. And, of course, TuneIn Radio as well. Same dealio. And, you know, look, get your radio no matter where you are. You're in the car, you're in the office, no matter what it is. And to us, what's most important, the American Forces Radio Network, bringing a little taste of home to our servicemen and women, no matter where they are overseas. We've got a huge second hour in front of us here, and starting with author Joe Hill on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone would go to hold here for a couple minutes as we're joined by author Joe Hill. And as we welcome him to the Attack, happy publication day, Joe. The Fireman hits the shelves.
Thanks so much.
It's nice to have you with us. You know, you're a pretty prolific author. Heart-shaped box, horns, nose for A2, which I had to.
Nose for A2. No, it's that's actually, so it's the third book was a vanity license plate for a title, and it's NOS for A2, but if you sound it out, it spells Nosferatu, which is the German word for vampire.
Ah, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I threw that in to mess up radio guys.
You certainly did. I was looking at that one going, all right, what the hell do I do with this? But the brand new one here is The Fireman, and not only in publication now, but a pretty cool thing is that it's going to go to the screen, and it's going to be adapted into film or a television series, and it's in the process of happening. So it's got to be a very exciting time for you now.
Oh, yeah, it's completely cool. So I had my second novel, Horns, was adapted into a film starring Daniel Radcliffe. And that was a pretty fun world. That was pretty exciting to see. It came together really well. And this one was optioned by 20th Century Fox and Temple Hill, and they've got a guy, Louis Leterrier, to direct. And he's pretty terrific. He did a movie called Now You See Me, and he also did The Incredible Hulk, but not the weird Incredible Hulk that everyone hated, the good Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton that everyone loved. So I always feel that's important to establish about this guy. So he's really good. It'd be great to see if it happens.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, it's. I always felt for years that they never did your dad's books any justice. And, you know, from the creative aspect of it with writing, do you get enough, or do you feel you get enough input when they're trying to put something to the screen where, you know, you can get the true flavor of the book and make sure that it's a faithful adaptation?
Well, first of all, I'm surprised to hear you say that I'm surprised to hear you diss my dad's films. I mean, Children of the Corn 3 is probably right there with, I mean, it's like Citizen Kane, The Godfather 2, and then, like, Children of the Corn 3 is, like, right there on the top 10 list. But, no, you know, you get, in my experience, the film guys are very respectful and very excited to hear your opinion. How much weight they give your opinion, I'm not sure. But I also feel like, you know, I'm a guy who writes novels, and I get a chance to tell my version of the story. You know, I spent 3 years, and the book is done, it's out, and that's my version of it. And when someone adapts it for a film, it's their turn to do their own thing with that material. And I don't expect them to be rigorously faithful, and you almost sort of hope that they won't be, that they'll be inventive and imaginative and do something fresh and original.
Oh, that's interesting, because I think that's a fresh and original thought process. A lot of the authors that I've talked to, they're always – I don't want to say disgruntled because they'll never say it publicly, but you always feel like they would like to have a little more input. Maybe that's a changing world out there in Hollywood, and the fact that, you know, look, we should actually pay attention to the person who wrote the original words and get their input, which takes us to the book itself. Let's talk about The Fireman a little bit. Explain it to the listeners about what The Fireman is about.
Yeah, so the Fireman is a plague novel. It's a book about a runaway pathogen called dragon scale, and there's no cure for it, and you get it on you, and you can't get it off. And it's very beautiful, actually. It looks almost like delicate black stripes, like a tattoo with gold flecks in it. But when you stress out, when you feel anxiety, it starts to smoke, and if you can't control your fear, you burst into flames and die of spontaneous combustion. And so this is everywhere. Hospitals are burning in every city. Neighborhoods are going up in smoke. The charred dead are on every street corner. And the hero of the story is a young woman named Harper Willows, who is both pregnant and infected. And she's a nurse, and she knows that her baby is likely to be born healthy. And so she's determined to stay alive long enough to deliver. And it's not easy. There's, you know, in addition to the risk from her infection, from her what she's contaminated with, there are also people roaming around getting rid of the sick, because the one thing they know is if you shoot a sick person in the head, they won't burst into flames and they won't burn down your town. So that's the plot of the story.
Oh, interesting. And I love in the PR release, and you're going to have to explain this to me. Harper is a compassionate, dedicated nurse, as pragmatic as Mary Poppins.
Yeah. So Harper is this tremendously optimistic, sunny person. She's the kind of person who sings too loud in the shower, and she just loves those Disney musicals of the 1950s and 1960s. And her sort of personal role model is Mary Poppins. And to create that character, I had to go back and watch all those Disney musicals, which is proof that I'll suffer anything for my art.
Yes, indeed. I had to suffer through that as well, as my mom decided it was going to be a wholesome, cheerful world, and I was viewing it from a different eyeball, I guess.
You know, Pete's Dragon isn't so bad, I guess. I loved that one as a kid, and that's not too bad. And I'm more of a you know, British Invasion guy. I'm not really a Disney musical guy. I'm like a Stones, Beatles dude. Yeah. Probably the one movie that Harper and myself could agree on is I bet she would like A Hard Day's Night, and that's okay. I can always watch that.
Yeah, absolutely. Watching Ringo wander around is always a good thing. you know, as Jacob wanders off, speaking of the intrigue involving the fireman.
Right. So comes the fireman into play. Right, so the fireman is this figure that Harper hears about. He's this legendary, almost sort of mythic figure who is also infected, but he has learned to control his illness and can actually use fire as a weapon. So he is literally sort of a man on fire, which makes him sound maybe dangerously like David Ortiz. She sees him as someone who can teach her what she needs to know to survive, and the two of them get together and form a bond and struggle to make it through this, you know, this disastrous time of burning.
Interesting. We only have you for another minute here, so I just wanted to touch on a couple of things. First of
sure.
all, I was up for the lead in Children of the Corn 3, so I don't appreciate the diss. On this release day, just give our listeners a little more information on where they can find the book and how to go about getting it at a reasonable price.
Everywhere books are sold, you can find The Fireman. And if your local bookstore doesn't have it, obviously they don't deserve your business. But no, you can find it at your local independent bookstore. You can find it at all the usual suspects online. It's available on audio, and it was read by Kate Mulgrew from Orange is the New Black and Star Trek Voyager. She's
yeah.
amazing, and the audiobook is a terrific way to enjoy the story. I mean, it's a corny thing to say, but she's so great at playing all the different characters. You can really see it as a film in your head.
Well, we appreciate the couple minutes. I want to keep you on schedule, so thanks for coming on board. And, you know, you want to just call in sometime and have a chat. This was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed the time with you. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.
Anytime. Author Joe Hill here in The Attack, and, you know, his new book, The Fireman Out, and the fact that they're going to bring it to the screen, I think will really work. And, you know, again, some interesting insight. And, oh, by the way, happens to be Stephen King's son, in case you were wondering. And that's when I was referencing his dad's movies, that some of them weren't done justice. You know, it's Stephen King. And, you know, he didn't want to capitalize on the last name, obviously. And he took his own Joe Hill, because it's part of his middle name. And look, he stands up on his own. I mean, he's published a lot of books now, bunch of short stories, including comic books, for those of you in our audience who are into that genre. And, you know, if you read the stuff, and I actually have read one of his books before this, I actually had to have Joe read it to me. Let me tell you something. He's a terrific author. It's in the bloodline. And I'm sure this next book is going to be a huge success. But on that note, we're going to step out. When we come back to the world of sports, here on the Spano and Black Attack, I'm Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the coast, making sure it stays in gear. Don't shut the car off. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The Spano and Black Attack.
Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off at this particular moment, but Senator Roberto on the West Coast making sure he keeps it on the air and keeping me a little bit of company. But good stuff by Joe Hill. Hope you enjoyed that. And Dan Favalli at 40 after the hour. We're going to give you a little Cav Toronto preview as well. But I want to swing it over to the NFL. There's a couple of interesting stories, and we'll be talking about it a little more later in the week. But the Buffalo Bills, sometimes if you don't have bad luck, you don't have any luck at all. And it certainly seems to be going in that direction for them. Sammy Watkins breaking his foot, and it looks like he's going to be out for a while. They don't know exactly how bad the break is, but they seem to be equating it to Julio Jones's injury, which was pretty significant. You know, it's back to back for them. They had the announcement on Shaq Lawson and the fact that they're doing a little preemptive surgery on his shoulder. He's going to miss up to 6 months. And Watkins broke his foot, had a screw put in about a month ago, and that was on the QT. Surgery actually happened about 3 weeks ago, according to Adam Schefter. But he supposedly is not going to miss any regular season games, and he might be back in time for training camp. But the key word is might. And, you know, look, Watkins has been injury-plagued in his career, injuries with the ribs and, you know, getting on the field, some hammy things. And, look, it again, another thing is Rex Ryan tries to put his stamp on this football team, and he has to a big degree. Look, on offense, they need all the weapons they can get. The young quarterback, raw as ground chuck chop meat sitting in a refrigerator case. They need the weapons. It's got to be ground and pound with going to the air occasionally. And until he is up to speed, they're going to lean on that defense. And they took hits on both sides of the ball because Shaq Lawson needs to come in and contribute right away. Well, you're talking about 6 months. Puts him into October. And that's at best. That's at best. Watkins, 6 to 8 weeks. So you got conflicting timetables there. And considering that Brady may or may not be suspended, teams in the East would have the opportunity, in theory, to make hay. Although I happen to be one of those people confident in the ability of Jimmy Garoppolo to make decent offensive plays for the New England Patriots and keep that aspect of their game going. But in theory, if you're the rest of the AFC East, you're looking at it and you're saying, all right, we got a chance to rock and roll here. Let's get off to the fast start. Well, it's going to be tough for Buffalo to do. And don't forget, the Bills lost Chris Hogan. He was fourth in the league on the team in receptions. You know, Robert Woods is going to have to step in and Charles Clay. It's a step down. I mean, don't forget, the Bills, they traded up to get Sammy Watkins. And he's been not as good as advertised. He showed the flashes. He showed the glimpses. But with Tyrod Taylor just being young and raw, they're going to have to rely on ground and pound. And LeSean McCoy is going to see the football a whole bunch. And the guys behind him, and don't forget here, when we go into training camp in any NFL city, it's all about staying healthy. You don't want to take those hits in training camp that are going to carry into the season and impact what's going on with your football team. And Buffalo is already in danger of having that happen because, look, if Clay and Woods are the primary targets, behind them, it's Marquise Goodwin, who's had 20 career catches, Greg Salas, and Jared Boykin. That's not putting the fear of God in anybody. And if Watkins can't line up, you're going to see eight in the box. And if it's eight in the box, I don't care if it's Adrian Peterson back there. LeSean McCoy is going to have a hard time getting yards. Now, I think they'll mix it up. I think they'll get creative enough where they're using McCoy out of the backfield. But, I mean, he's going to be worn out by the time it's all said and done. So, you know, again, the Buffalo storyline is going to be something to keep an eye on. And, you know, there's no detail, which, again, schlock reporting on most of these websites, which is what it usually is. You know, Sammy skipped the OTAs. Did he do it in off-season workouts? Did he, you know, fall off a convertible while he was riding through Buffalo trying to get wings? I mean, you know, what went on with this? But the surgery was 3 weeks ago, and Buffalo kept it QT. So, it's a storyline worth keeping an eye on. Jets don't have a quarterback. Dolphins are playing player roulette. It's a wide-open situation, and I find it really interesting that among all these teams, I was kind of looking at Buffalo and saying to myself, all right, this is a team that could perhaps make a move. And then you look at it, and you're saying to yourself, well, all right, maybe not. So, well, we'll see how it plays out. And the Shaq Lawson injury, this one in itself is interesting in the fact that preemptive surgery. So to me, what that says is that they knew that there was something going on and they decided to take the pick anyway, which considering how much input Rex had and the fact that it's Clemson and he loves Clemson players, his kid went there, you know, they made the decision to take him anyway. I find this really interesting that they still made the decision to take Shaq Lawson. And if they end up falling flat on their face this year, I'm going to point it directly at Rex, and maybe he doesn't end up having a job by the end of the season. Because, look, I was a big Rex supporter when he was with the New York Jets, but he wore out his welcome in New York. Players didn't play for him at the end. He was a player's, quote-unquote, player's coach. And we all know what happens with that. Eventually, they just stop playing with you or for you. Now he's up in Buffalo. He had some disgruntled people that they've moved out. But the reality is that it's an iffy situation there. They expected better things. He went with the young quarterback last year. They got to 8-8. They're looking for the progress this year. He made bold decisions on the defensive side of the ball and who he kept and who he moved on. But they drafted Shaq Lawson, and according to the Bills medical staff, Lawson could have played or continued playing. But they made the decision that this was going to get worse. It was pre-existing, so when they brought him in for physicals, they knew what was going on. Now, Doug Whaley's putting the spin on this here, and he's saying, I want to take the opportunity to commend Shaq Lawson and his reps for putting the team first by having the surgery on his shoulder done now. By doing so, he's forsaking personal goals to be 100% healthy when we'll need him the most during the regular season. Fans want to hear that we want players with tremendous character who keep team goals ahead of personal ones, and Shaq's a great example of doing this. Well, you know, before that, the Bills had said the shoulder's fine, and he was given clearance by the medical staff. So you look at it, and you say to yourself, okay, the NFL draft was a month ago. So first of all, it should have been done a month ago. I mean, if they were going to do that, instead of trying to sugarcoat it, the medical staff knew, and it must be the Mets medical staff, knew what was going on with the shoulder. That it was going to be degenerative, and they were going to have surgery on it eventually. All right, so you make the decision a month later. So you lose a month of recovery. Now puts it into October at best. They'll end up putting them on the pup which puts them 8 weeks into the season. Now, I guess in theory, if they, and I'm sure they'll wait to see how he's recovering, you could put him on, yeah, I don't know. He'll have to go on a PUP. I don't see any other way. Don't see any other way they could do it. And they're talking 4 to 6 months. So this becomes really interesting at this point. And I'm really questioning. I'm really starting to question what's going on up there in Buffalo. And again, look, Rex's fingerprints were all over this pick. And when he makes these kind of decisions, and we saw what happened, you know, it was kind of an oddball mix with the GM in New York that was, once Tannenbaum left, that was more on the analytical side as far as his ability to crunch numbers and everything else. And Rex had a lot of sway, as all head coaches do, but maybe in proportionate to what was going on with their drafting. Well, his fingerprints were all over this draft. And when you look at it from that perspective, he rolled the dice on a guy that's going to be out until the middle of the season. Now additional injuries are happening. Big problem for Buffalo going forward. Denver Valley next on the Attack. Cleveland-Toronto preview. Don't go anywhere.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the Certified Pre-Owned Sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on Certified Pre-Owned Warranties.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. phones go to hold as we're joined by Dan Favalli. Dan Favalli, lead NBA writer for the Bleacher Report. Welcome aboard, my friend. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. Well, first, before we get into Toronto, Cleveland, how impressive was that win by OKC yesterday?
Yeah, they did a great job defensively in the second half. You didn't have either Russell Westbrook or Kevin Durant really exploding offensively like they're used to. They both shot very inefficiently from the floor, but the Warriors were able to, the Thunder were able to defend really well. The Warriors didn't miss a bunch of looks that they normally hit, but credit Oklahoma City with forcing them into some really tough shots. And you just had some other guys that were able to step up, like Steven Adams. He played well on both ends of the floor. Enes Kanter was able to give you some offense. And even Andre Roberson did a fantastic job trying to keep up with Stephen Curry at points while guarding, you know, Klay Thompson or Andre Iguodala. He was all over the place. He even shot well from the field, too. So it was a very good second half effort from the Thunder. It'll be interesting to see, though, if what adjustments the Warriors make, if any, leading into game two, or if they just bank on them hitting a bunch of the shots that they missed in game one.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, involving the chess match between the coaches, Kerr had to blink first because his big men, first one by injury and one by ineffectiveness, they just couldn't match up and he had to go small. There was no answer there.
No, there wasn't. And even though the Warriors were beating Oklahoma City on the glass at one point, he still needed to go small. They just weren't generating enough of an advantage or enough offense at one point. And the Warriors' small ball death squad actually performed really well in 13 minutes or 8 minutes. They were definitely a plus when they were on the floor. I forget the exact number. So I would expect to see them run that out even more frequently in game two. Maybe it might even get to the point this series where they need to start it just to try and force Oklahoma City's hand by creating these mismatches. Because the Thunder even did a lot of their damage when you had their twin towers, so to speak, on the floor, and Steven Adams and Enes Kanter. So that's something that Kerr definitely need to consider because the Golden State's big lineup just didn't match up too well against Oklahoma City's big lineup. And if they do decide to run smaller, it'll be interesting to see whether the Billy Donovan in Oklahoma City decides to stay with the big guys, or if he's going to make an adjustment of his own, because while he did play Serge Ibaka at center for a little bit, when Draymond Green was on the floor, that didn't work out too well for the Thunder either.
Yeah, no question about it. Let's go to the center of the sports universe, Cleveland, Ohio, and talk a little bit of Cleveland Cavaliers and Toronto Raptors. And it was funny, during the course of the regular season, Joe and I would go back and forth and talk about maybe Toronto was the one team that had a chance to derail Cleveland. Both he and I didn't buy into Atlanta, and we thought the rest were pretenders rather than contenders. And then Toronto just kind of have been struggling and scuffling their way along. But here they are in the Eastern Conference Finals in a matchup against the Cleveland Cavaliers, as we both thought was going to happen. But neither one of us is particularly optimistic about Toronto's ability to bump Cleveland off the pedestal.
Yeah, and you really, none of us really should be. You look at what they accomplished during the regular season, their defense improved by so much. They were the second best team in the Eastern Conference, mostly playing without Damari Carroll. It gave you this hope that maybe they could contend with the Cavaliers. I know a lot of people thought that maybe it was the Heat. I personally liked the Celtics against the Cavaliers until they got super banged up. But the Raptors really just borderline imploded in the playoffs. You haven't gotten consistent performances from Kyle Lowry or DeMar DeRozan. Lowry has picked up a little bit, but if you're going to actually beat the Cavaliers, you need both of those guys to go off on the same night together like they did during the regular season. Cleveland is going to generate so much offense, whether it's forced to operate in half court or not. The Cavaliers are shooting threes at an amazing rate right now. We're going to have to see if DeMar Carroll, who's banged up at this, can keep pace with LeBron James. What are you going to do without Jonas Valanciunas in games one and two? Are you going to just have to rely on Bismack Biyombo pick and roll dives and hope that he stands up defensively as well? Might you see Patrick Patterson at center to really try and space things out? Dwayne Casey's done a nice job of adjusting throughout the playoffs, especially toward the end of that Miami Heat series, but it's difficult to like the Raptors pushing this thing to more than five, maybe six games, just based off the way they played through the first two rounds, compared to how Cleveland played through the first two rounds.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, I think everybody's seeing a short series, but you bring up an interesting point there. And you know, we look at sometimes anomalies are just you look at things and you go, why does happen in a particular way? And I'm looking at, and we have discussed on this show, they just the Raptors just seem to play better on the road, and they have 20,000 in the arena, 20,000 outside of the arena, and the collar always seems to tighten. I wonder if you can give us some insight onto that, why they're kind of feeling that kind of pressure when they play at home.
If they are feeling pressure, my guess would be that it was their past playoff bugaboos that were really hampering them, and maybe when you're in front of the home crowd, you really start to take stock of how the franchise has performed in the playoffs throughout history. In round one, you looked at it, it was the Raptors need to get out of the first round because they haven't done it in so long, and that really made them tentative, and you could tell through that seven-game series with Indiana. In round two, you're trying to make your first Eastern Conference Finals in franchise history. It's not going as planned. It's a very difficult matchup. You have injuries happening, even though the Heat had their own, but you lose Jonas Valanciunas. Damari Carroll gets banged up in one of the games. So I think all of that stuff contributes, but when it did matter most in Game 7 on their home floor, they steamrolled the Heat and were really able to build off that momentum. And I think the players and Dwayne Casey have alluded to this since winning against Miami. They're sort of playing with house money at this point. They've even said, no one expects us to win a championship. We're humble, but we're hungry, is I think what they said. So now they're sort of in a situation where no one's going to look down poorly upon them if they don't beat the Cavaliers, because they're not supposed to. This is the point they were supposed to get to. But even when you entertained that maybe they could give Cleveland a challenge, they were never supposed to get past the Cavaliers. And perhaps that will help them play a little bit more fun and fast and free and loose. Well, we'll have to see. But I do think that the past expectations through those first two rounds, to where you knew that if they didn't make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, there would be some wholesale changes made to the roster. I think all of that stuff starts to take its mental toll.
Now, that's an interesting point. You know, when you look at it, and the stats don't lie in this particular case, Toronto's backcourt, worst shooting backcourt in the history of the playoffs in the NBA, maybe that ends up helping them, which, of course, brings us to the point, will they be able to compensate against what Cleveland is be able to throw against them, which basically is small ball with a whole bunch of distribution and the way that LeBron James likes to play basketball?
That's going to be a very interesting matchup in terms of Cleveland's play style right now against the way Toronto needs to play to combat that play style. There's nothing overly complicated about the Cavaliers' offense, and you just said it. They drive and kick and pass. It is working, and it is working very well right now. If you're the Raptors, you have to consider those lineups where you play Kyle Lowry and Corey Joseph in the backcourt more, and then you try and let DeMar DeRozan survive at small forward. The caveat there is that if DeRozan isn't scoring, if he isn't getting to the free throw line, he's of little value to you. If he hasn't been good on the defensive end this season, and to throw him at small forward when you use Carroll at the four and either Biombo or Patterson at the five, that could end up being defensive suicide. But it's definitely something I think you need to try. The Raptors have gone to it frequently through the first two rounds, but against Cleveland it's going to become more important, because that lineup right there with the five guys that I suggested, it has a little bit of everything. It should be able to carve out enough defense, but more importantly, it is going to attack the basket on offense, but it has enough shooters to drive and kick. Bismack Biyombo is a fantastic pick-and-roll dive guy to have on the floor. That's really a lineup that can combat Cleveland's offense right now. It'll be up to the Toronto's defense to really, can they slow down Cleveland's offense or at least help keep their own offense within striking distance? And that's a question that we really should have answered in games one and two, because that's when coaches tend to tip their hand. And once you find out how Cleveland wants to play, we'll see what Toronto's adjustments will be to that style.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point. Dan Favalli joining us here on The Attack. He's from the Bleacher Report, lead NBA writer, and bringing us a lot of insight here on The Attack. And, you know, at the course of the season, Joe and I were going back and forth about whether or not the big three should be kept intact. And, of course, all the speculation was about Kevin Love being moved, but more and more as we looked at it, maybe Kyrie Irving was the piece that didn't fit because it seemed as if whenever the ball wasn't in his hands, he was standing around not getting things done. That seemed to change not so much on the back end of the season, but literally the last couple of games of the regular season as they entered the playoffs. It seemed as if all of a sudden the light went on for the big three, and now they're playing the kind of ball that everybody anticipated at the very beginning. Did you see anything that changed with this lineup or approach other than the fact that they went small ball and Timofey Mozgov is a forgotten factor?
There's definitely the latter point. I think the small ball has helped everybody out. I don't know. I can't necessarily explain it, but for the minutes that Kevin Love has spent at center, especially in that Detroit series, his pick-and-roll defense was fantastic, and that's really something that should have burned Cleveland when they elect to use Love as a center. But they've done a nice job of limiting the situations that their spacey bigs are in when you have them at the five. But also, Love has done a nice job when he's found himself in these pick-and-roll situations. But I think the two biggest things would be, like you said, Kyrie Irving is more self-aware of his role, and he's driving and kicking more. It doesn't seem like there are as many conventional isolations. There are a ton of isolations, but he's getting rid of the ball quicker. His shots just seem to look better. He seems a little more open to playing off the ball and playing open to LeBron James. And the second thing would be Kevin Love isn't really trying to force the action by getting too involved in the post. The Cavaliers aren't trying too hard to get him involved in the post. He is just dotting the corners, and he's catching those swing passes from Kyrie Irving and LeBron James, and he's trying to drain those threes. And when he gets his own touches inside, he's been fantastic at passing, and he's not, again, trying to force the action, which I think has been huge. I'm not sure if it's the stakes just finally clicked with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love, or if we're just seeing the results of now a two-year partnership, really. But everyone involved seems to be accepting their role. And even LeBron James hasn't had to be in his carry my team mode as much during the playoffs. It helps that you're winning your first eight games, and LeBron has taken over at points, but he's been able to defer to both of these guys, and one of them, in Irving or Love, has gone off every single night beside James, and that really helps. I honestly think that everyone now is just starting to accept their role and embracing it, playing off one another, and perhaps the fact that they're now competing for a championship and are so close to competing for that championship aided in that clicking between everybody.
Well, you know, people forget too. When LeBron first went down to South Beach, you know, it took a year for them to click too. So for all the impatience that goes on with any team that LeBron James is a part of, maybe this is just the maturation process and the fact that they're finally getting their you know what together. You know, in the minute that we have you left, let's have your prediction and what you foresee as far as this series goes.
I think Cleveland's going to win it rather single-handedly. I think they'll win it in five. There's a possibility for six, but Toronto really needs to win one of the first two in Cleveland for that to happen. And from there, I'm just interested to see how Cleveland will handle the NBA Finals when they face their first substantial adversity when the Warriors or Thunder win two in a row, when they take the series lead. That's still the biggest question with these Cavs, is how will they respond when their backs are up against the wall? They've yet to have their backs up against the wall in these playoffs. I don't think it will happen against the Raptors. So you have to hope that the chemistry they've built to this point during this playoff run will really help them cope with whatever is thrown at them in the NBA Finals.
How do my listeners find Dan Favalli?
They can follow me on Twitter. It's at Dan Favalli, and my last name is Favalle.
And Bleacher Report, of course.
Yes, you can find all my musings there as well.
Thanks so much for your time. I appreciate the couple minutes. Great breakdown of the series, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me. Take care.
Anytime. Dan Favalli from the Bleacher Report, lead NBA writer, and he's seeing it like most people are. Cleveland's going to bust a move here and get themselves to the NBA Finals. But look, the games have to be played, and we'll see how it ends up working out. You notice we didn't mention Valanciunas because they keep pushing him back. It's not game one, probably not game two. I just don't see it in the series. Maybe he comes out if they get desperate, but it remains to be seen. Well, we're going to step aside, and when we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of The Attack. Don't go anywhere. I'm Bob Black. The phone number again, 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to chime in the last segment. We'll be right back.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sonny Roberto out on the West Coast. I want to thank our guests for coming on board today. Dan Favalli, of course, from Bleacher Report. Joe Hill, whose new book, The Fireman, is out today. And Ryan Hunter-Reay, Open Wheel Racing, Indy 500, and Cancer Warrior. And we appreciate all their time for coming on board today. And I guess we'll finish up with just a little bit of baseball, just the fallout continuing from the brawl between Toronto and Texas. And Roughneck Odor, he's a scrapper, as they used to say. He no regrets about punching Jose Bautista. He expects a suspension. Probably going to go longer than the other ones. I would think he's the instigator, and you know, look, he said he has no regrets. So we'll see how it plays out when the suspension comes down. We'll be talking about it. That's it for this edition of the Attack. Make sure you stay tuned for all the terrific programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, best of 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern here in the Attack.